Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Major Mystery. We are officially in the month of October, the best month in the entire year, if you ask me. And it's not just because I'm a Libra, but Halloween is coming up. Halloween is the best time of year. You get free candy, you get to trick-or-treat, you get to admire guys in costume, you get to have the bejesus scared out of you, and it's fun. Today's episode is spooky, bone-chilling, all about Russia's mad monk, Grigory Rasputin. When I hear that name, I think of the Boney M. song from the 90s. Rah-rah, Rasputin, lover of the Russian queen. This song is so bouncy, so catchy, so bubbly, so much so that I have placed it on my Happy Songs playlist off of Spotify. Today's Rasputin is not a happy man. Today's Rasputin is power hungry, a mad monk, and a holy figure. This guy is an enigma. Grigory Rasputin, there is very little known about him. It took me huge book written by Douglas Smith called Rasputin, Faith, Power, and the Twilight of the Romanovs. It is a fascinating read. I highly recommend it. It's so, so great. I also got the audiobook on Audible, which I also highly recommend. The narrator did a fabulous job. Rasputin is an enigma for multiple reasons. His early life before the year 1901, very little is known about him. It's like he somehow magically is dropped off in Moscow in the year 1901, and he's a full-grown adult then. There's very little known about him. With that being said, Rasputin's grab at power is a very interesting move. The Russian people shoot him multiple times. He has been poisoned, stabbed by a prostitute, and dropped into a river during the dead of winter in Russia. How this guy survives all of that, it's incredible. It's mystifying. It's terrifying. And yet, he survives all this. His lust for power is what ends up defining him. It's what ends up creating him as the mad monk. He is last seen alive on the 16th of December. The very last day. In 1916. He is last seen then. And the people who see him describe him as being nervous and agitated. Something that doesn't fit or describe this man. And it just seems that during this time, it all has something to do with the Romanov dynasty. The Romanovs are a very, very interesting and intriguing family. You have Tsar Nicholas II, the last emperor of Russia. You have his Tsarina, Alexandra, who is a powerful woman. And this is unheard of in 1901. This is very unheard of. She is snubbed by the Russian people. She is snubbed by the German people because she leaves Germany to create such a power move of marrying Nicholas II. And they have 5 kids altogether: Olga, Tatiana, Maria, Alexei, and most famously, Anastasia. With the Romanovs the way they were, the last year that they were alive, they were sent into witness protection. They were sent into this bunker with the mad monk himself, and they're all wondering what, and it would have served her as this purpose. And with the Russian government the way that it was, they simply had to know that she was dead, because she could have taken the throne back. She could have turned Russia back to the way where she was. And most famously, she's taken into the hospital, and she has all these horrific scars up and down her back. And a servant to the Romanovs spies this woman, spying Anna Anderson. And she stares at her. She can't help but stare at her. She could have been the twin to Anastasia. They simply looked so much alike, to where the servant thought it was Anastasia. Unfortunately, with Anna Anderson passing away in the late 90s, a DNA test was done, and it concluded that Anastasia and she were not the same person. They had found Anastasia and Alexei's bones hidden in the compound, hidden behind a fireplace. With her escape, this fantasy is simply just that, a fantasy. November hits, and the October Revolution's over. The Bolsheviks are in power. Russia's power grid has changed so much that Rasputin thinks that he is going to share the Romanovs' fate. He thinks that, and he becomes paranoid to the point where he no longer is eating, no longer is sleeping, no longer engages in anything. Grigory Rasputin is a very interesting man. A very, very interesting man. To the point where it's 1917 now, and Rasputin falls into the river. He is shot multiple times, and he simply looks horrible. He looks disfigured. He looks mummified, even. And it's to the point where they now believe he's gone that it's very interesting, to say the least. And Grigory Rasputin is a baffling man. He cheats death multiple times. and the fact that he falls into the river with multiple gunshot wounds and poison still coursing through his veins, that he's finally declared dead. One of the bullets that hits him, it pierces his stomach and his right kidney to the point where this bullet is badly deformed, to the point where they don't know what gun was used. They don't know if the poison did him in, or if the bullets did him in, or if anything. They had a hard time autopsying his body due to how it looks. With this being said, the Mad Monk is finally taken down. With this being said, Grigor Rasputin is no more. The Mad Monk is finally laid to rest. And he tries so hard to get this much power that it ultimately fails him. And rumors are still spiraling about what to do with his body. It says that his body was secretly sent to Siberia, or that he was buried to the Vodovsky Cathedral. And there are people that firmly believe that gravediggers dug up his body, and that his body is missing to this day. Grigor Rasputin is definitely a very interesting man. It turns Russia into the most mystical during this time. How do you think Rasputin died? Was it the bullets? Was it the knife wound? Was it the poison? Or did hatred just finally do him in and his heart gave out on him? Thanks for listening. You guys are more than welcome to send me comments about cases. I am on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, you can email me. I am more than willing to take a look at these cases. I am more than willing to see what lies behind the unexpected, what lies behind these mysteries that no one else looks into. This has been Major Mystery, signing off.